Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran. In studio with us, the director of the New Center for Sexual Medicine and Menopause, Dr. Lauren Stryker. It's great to see you again.
It's great to be back.
Tell me about this new clinic.
This new clinic has been 2 years in development. I'm obviously very excited about it. And it's really to meet the needs of women who have had no place to turn to find someone who can help them with their hot flashes, their inability to sleep, to think. They can't have sex anymore. Their life is just, they're 50 years old, and you're thinking, what happened here?
I have a wife. I have four sisters.
And
I feel like I've
gone
through
this. You know, Merry Christmas. Make an appointment for them.
Why do I cry at commercials? Why am I mad at everybody constantly? Why am I sweating?
Why am I sweating all the time?
All within a 1 minute span.
Yes. Exactly. And you know, so many of these women, either they don't talk about it with their doctor or they do. And they're honestly told things like, well, ma'am, this is just part of aging, or, you know,
right.
You know, take a fan with you. And it's, come on. You know, these women are in the prime of their life.
Sure.
They're working. They're active. They're out there dating. There is a 50% divorce rate. So these are women that they want to feel good. They want to think. They want to look good. And we have help. I mean, that's the bottom line, is that these women have been kind of, you know, under the impression that there's not much you can do. Or they think, well, you know, these hot flashes, I'm just going to tough it out because they're going to be gone in a couple of years.
No,
and
we don't do that.
Well, first of all, we know that's not the case.
Right.
And some women, they are a lifetime. Some, you know, it's not unusual for them to last 7 to 10 years. And a lot of people think, well, I don't want to take hormones because that's dangerous. And first of all, it's not. But we also have non-hormonal options for women who, for whatever reason, prefer not to take hormones. So we're very solution driven. And in fact, when women make an appointment, and I'm just going to say this a few times because it's so important, you go to sexmedmenopause.nm.org for our website and to request an appointment. And you have to fill out the screener. And women really appreciate this, because on the screener, we say, what are your symptoms? What bothers you the most? What do you want to fix?
Good for you, because everybody's different.
Everybody's different. And when they come in, we'll say, okay, what of the 15 things that you told me about, the itchy skin, the weight gain, the not sleeping, you know, what are your top three? Because that's what we're going to address today. And then we do. And we give options. We give solutions. And it's, you know, it takes a village. It's not just the doctors there. We have amazing advanced practice nurses, pelvic floor physical therapists. We can talk about that because everyone wants to know, what do they do? Where do they put their hands? We have sex therapists. We have therapists that are experts in transition, you know, menopause therapists. We have dermatologists. We have a vulvar clinic. There is a word, Pete, you don't hear every morning. Vulvar. But these poor
women. Is that
women,
a car? What is that?
The vulvar is exactly. Right. I think the Volvo actually, they modeled it after the vulva. I always thought so. But, you know, these women, they need help. They have no place to turn. And finally, we have some place that's going to help
Let me
them.
Ask you about this. In high school and college, we're always worried about getting a girl pregnant. Once you get married, you can't get pregnant. I mean, there's so many women out there that have gone through IVF.
There was
a woman in our neighborhood that went through it 8 times.
That's right. In about an hour on WGN TV, I'm going to be talking about a new study, but you heard it here first. I'm going to tell you about it. A new study that showed that infertility clinics, they were checking vitamin D levels in women. And they found that if women have a normal vitamin D level, that there is a 30% higher chance that not only are they going to conceive, but they're going to carry to term. And this is huge, because what this is telling us is we're learning.
D as in dog.
Vitamin D, the sunshine vitamin.
You're kidding.
Yeah. And they also think this may be why there's more successful conceptions in the summer than in the winter. And what I love about this piece of research is this is an easy fix. You know, any woman could go to their doctor and say, could you please do a blood test for vitamin D?
Right.
And if they're low, then they can take vitamin D. But this is just yet another example of, to your point, we are seeing so much infertility. And it's mostly because women wait long to get pregnant. You know, we know age is the number one issue. And we're learning more and more every day about what impacts on the ability to get pregnant. And things like this, like, hey, find out your vitamin D, take some vitamin D, and it could make a big difference.
What? There's so many myths out there.
Mm-hmm.
Just talk to your doctor. Come see you. Myths regarding IVF. Myths regarding the birth control pill.
Yeah.
You know,
I think one of the biggest myths out there, the media. And I love the media. But you know, when we look, particularly when we're talking about menopause, and the biggest myth out there is that estrogen causes cancer. And this isn't just my opinion. This is science.
Everybody thinks that.
No, and it's not true.
Right.
Estrogen doesn't cause cancer. It's in postmenopause women that are taking hormones hormone therapy, usually they take a combination of estrogen and progesterone. And it's the progesterone part of it that has a slight increase in breast cancer. And now we have substitutes for that to get around that. But it's not estrogen. And so many women are needlessly suffering because they think, well, I'm not going to, you know, risk my life in the name of having decent sex or, you know, getting a decent night's sleep. And nothing could be further than the truth.
So in your opinion, should women over a certain age start getting estrogen shots or take supplements?
In my opinion, and not just my opinion, but in scientific studies, we know that the overwhelming majority of women will benefit from estrogen supplementation. And we usually use either, there are pills. We also do things that go through the skin, patches, sprays, gels. We have all kinds of options. And not only does it help in terms of symptoms like hot flashes and vaginal dryness and being able to sleep, but we're looking at bone health. We're looking at brain health. We're looking at muscles. Estrogen impacts every single thing in the body. And again, it's like the fertility stuff. We're always learning new things. And women need to have this information. The mantra, and Andrea's heard me say this so many times, but if you give women good information, they will make good choices for themselves.
Because they're smart. Because they're a lot smarter than us. Smart.
Right.
They are smart. But and they make their healthcare decisions for their family, and then they ignore themselves. Well, women, it is time. Right. It is time for you.
It helps finding a great doctor like you and having a center like this. You have been talking about this. This is your brainchild for years. And now it's finally
years. It took Northwestern a little bit to get on board, you know. I'm still working on them for the sex store in the clinic. You should have seen
the look. Let me know when
look.
That opens.
I'm doing a virtual store. So this is very cool. Do you remember, you know, G Boutique in Bucktown? So the owner of that store, Cheryl Sloan, who's a dear friend, she actually taught my kids Sunday school, I'm just saying, and then turned to the sex toy store. And I was saying to her, you know, Northwestern isn't quite on board yet with having a store in the center. And she said, well, let's do a virtual store. So now we have a virtual store that I have a website that Cheryl has curated with me, that it's all my picks for the great things. As holiday's coming, I really want to come back and talk about holiday gifts. Yeah. But, you know, all the great gifts that you can get. And it comes to your house in a plain brown wrapper.
Of course.
Of course. And your credit card, most important, doesn't say anything that you're going to have to explain to anyone. One day we're going to have that store in our center, though.
That's great.
Can you give the website again? And we will have you back.
The website for the center is sexmedmenopause.nm.org. And then my new store website, I hope I get this right. I think it's Sensual Woman's Health.
I noticed that you lowered your voice.
Well, because that's kind of yes. Can you say sensual, Pete, without sounding sexy? Just try
sensual.
It.
Sensual.
Yes. Now try it without sounding sexy. You can't do it.
Sensual.
Well, I guess you did. Okay.